in the limelight.
The Taliban are now in effective control of billions of dollars in U.S. weaponry, from thousands of grenades and machine guns to Black Hawk helicopters American forces poured into Afghanistan over the past two decades. In this regard, we have prepared an article for you written by Andrea Germanus Ryder. This article is published under the heading, Adding to U.S. Failures in Afghanistan, Taliban Have Grabbed Billions in Weaponry. Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. The Taliban are now in effective control of billions of dollars in U.S. weaponry, from thousands of grenades and machine guns to Black Hawk helicopters American forces poured into Afghanistan over the past two decades. The equipment amassment follows months of surrenders by U.S.-backed Afghan security forces that failed to defend district centers, the Associated Press reported. AP said bigger gains followed, including combat aircraft, when the Taliban rolled up provincial capitals and military bases with a stunning speed, topped by capturing the biggest prize, Kabul, over the weekend. Over the past 20 years of U.S. spending over $83 billion in weaponry and equipment for Afghan security forces, whose collapse was years in the making, as the Washington Post headline put it. As the Taliban gained further control over territory this summer, the group showed off the weapons they gained from government-backed forces who surrendered. And this week, reported Agence France-Presse, the Taliban social media is awash with videos of Taliban fighters seizing weapons, cash, the majority supplied by Western powers. The White House acknowledged the extremist group's weapons gains recently. We don't have a complete picture, obviously, of where every article of defense materials has gone, but certainly a fair amount of it has fallen into the hands of Taliban, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters, adding, and obviously we don't have a sense that they are going to readily hand it over to us at the airport, unquote. And a Pentagon official declined to say what efforts were underway to stop further weapons gains. Asked by a reporter if the U.S. was taking any sort of steps to prevent aircraft or other military equipment from falling into the hands of the Taliban, Army Major General Hank Taylor responded, "I don't have the answer to that question." Elias Youssef, deputy director of the Center for International Policy Security Assistance Monitor, said the Taliban's weapons gains deserve a scrutiny. He told The Hill, clearly this is an indictment of the U.S. security cooperation enterprise broadly. It really should raise a lot of concerns about what is the wider enterprise that is going on every single day, whether that's in the West Asia region, Sub-Saharan Africa, or East Asia. The concern for all small arms is that they are durable goods and they can be transferred, sold, said Youssef, adding, we have seen this before where a conflict ends and the arms that stay there make their way to all parts of the world. Also seized by Taliban, The Intercept reported recently, citing information from current and former U.S. military officials, are American military biometrics devices. These handheld interagency identity detection equipment, called HIDE devices, could have biographical information on Afghans who helped U.S. forces, and it's possible the Taliban could seek help from Pakistan's spy agency to process the data. The reporting on the weapons gains came the same week as the latest assessment from the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, SIGAR, the Congress-created watchdog. If the goal was to rebuild and leave behind a country that can sustain itself and pose little threat to U.S. national security interests, the overall picture is bleak, wrote John Subko, the head of the agency. Among the key conclusions in the report was that the U.S. government did not understand the Afghan context and therefore failed to tailor its efforts accordingly, and that U.S. government agencies rarely conducted sufficient monitoring and evaluation to understand the impact of their efforts.